classified pages to pore over. I'm Pam Husso, Fox News. Another 5 pages.
This slow drip, drip of documents isn't helping President Biden's case that he takes classified information seriously. More classified papers were found Thursday and then just revealed yesterday. Special counsel to the president, Richard Sauber, says lawyers were checking the president's personal Delaware home when they found the first page. Then, as Sauber writes, while I was transferring it to the DOJ officials who accompanied me, 5 additional pages with classified markings were discovered among the material with it, for a total of 6 pages.
Fox's Lauren Blanchard. In addition to the special counsel investigation, House Republicans on the Judiciary Committee have launched their own probe. The president is on his way to Atlanta, where he'll deliver a sermon next hour at Ebenezer Baptist Church. That's where Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. once preached. He's expected to talk about democracy and voting rights. Not much has changed since the president spent a few hours in El Paso, Texas, the epicenter of the ongoing migrant crisis.
Right now, we're seeing no fix to what is currently going on. That's what is so frustrating to us. He came down and it appeared to us that all it was a photo op.
Brandon Judd is president of the National Border Patrol Council. Today, New York City's mayor is in El Paso. Eric Adams has been pleading with the federal government for more resources since many migrants from El Paso have ended up in New York. 4 people are unaccounted for at the site of a plane crash in Nepal. The bodies of 68 others have been found in the fiery wreckage. The search resumes tomorrow. One witness tells the AP the plane was spinning violently. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
No sign of Massachusetts mother Anna Walsh, who went missing 2 weeks ago. Her husband Brian remains behind bars.
We've since learned that in 2014, she filed a police report claiming that Brian threatened to kill her and a friend during a 7-minute phone call. She did not press charges, and the couple married a year later. Brian is in police custody, charged with misleading investigators about his whereabouts as it pertains to the disappearance of his wife as evidence of wrongdoing mounts. He, for instance, never told police he went to a Home Depot and purchased $450 worth of cleaning supplies the day after Anna went missing.
Fox's Brian Yenis. An attack that police say was racially motivated is under investigation in Indiana. A woman is accused of repeatedly stabbing an Asian teenager in the head with a folding knife. And according to court documents, the suspect told investigators she targeted the teen because of her race. The victim, a student at the University of Indiana, was treated for multiple stab wounds. An apology to students and parents in Maryland after a high school employee mistakenly emailed the entire student body.
The principal at Dr. Henry A. Wise Junior High School in Prince George's County sending a letter to students' families on Friday telling them that a school employee inadvertently emailed a message with sexually explicit photos that went to all students at the high school. Prince George's County Police saying they're no longer investigating the incident and no charges will be filed. The issue with the employee is being handled internally. The school is asking students to stop sharing the images online. Paul Stevens, Fox News.
Don't forget your mask if you visit Yosemite National Park in California. An indoor mask mandate has been reinstated because of high levels of COVID-19 in the community. Pam Puso, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.